Anyway, hey folks, welcome again to another episode of the Vigilance Press Podcast. I am your ever-articulate host, Mike Lafferty, here with my frequent co-host, Dan Hauser.
Yo, hello.
How you doing, Dan?
Getting over an upper respiratory infection, but other than that, good, good. Just finished a major project that has been a couple months in the making, and I'm feeling pretty positive about that.
What's that?
That would be the Usher dossiers from Vigilance. It came out today.
Nice.
I did all the layout and a bunch of the art for it. So did James Dossey, John Gibbons, and there's some art in there from Aide Smith, who has a couple packs of art out there on the web that are really nice.
Mesozoic Press and RPG Now. But yeah, the Usher, I'll say the first part, you say the second part. For some reason, they have this mental blank where I can't say the word dossier online.
You just did. You see it? Just did. You did it.
So the Usher dossiers just released.
You did it wrong. What the hell is your problem?
Performance
it's Usher. I think it's when you say that shh in front of the dossier.
Yeah.
You go Usher, and you want to do the shh sound again. Usher dossier.
That's exactly what it is.
Judicial system.
But, you know, all those World War II PDFs we've been publishing, all right, this is the universe that those happen in. This is the setting book. This explains everything. This is fills in completely. It's got layout and art by Dan Hauser, John Gibbons. It looks awesome. It is awesome. And it can be yours for the paltry sum of $7.95. And what else can you do with $7.95? You can buy a drink at Starbucks. You can get
Be able to go to the movies on Sunday if you're 65.
Maybe. And this is a much better value for your money because it's awesome. It's just awesome.
And there are no age limits.
There's no age limits.
Yeah, you don't have to be 65.
You could go to a strip bar and spend your money there, but the thing is, we don't secretly hate you, and strippers do. So your money is better spent on Vigilance Press.
If you were 65, you'd be playing Star Frontier.
Dan, you gotta get back. Someone out there is playing Star Frontier right now and having a great time.
Awesome. Sweet.
Maybe
their dice have been worn down to little nubs with numbers on them. Those people are called people left on a deserted island with only one game.
But why
who made that decision back in? Who made that decision in '82 and are now regretting it? They're like, what? I wasn't serious. If I only had one game, man, I should have chose something more versatile than Starfront.
Exactly. But why play Star Frontiers when you can play Icons?
Oh, hell yes.
And not just play Icons, you can play in the Usher dossiers universe. So, you don't have to play a Drassolite. You don't have to play a Rusk. You don't have to play Azarian anymore. No, you can play Icons.
No. Icons does pretty much kick butt. Speaking of kicking butt, hey, everyone out there who bought Hero Pack 1, thank you so much. Number one for a while now over at RPG Now.
It's coming up in a week,
It's very nice. In the Masterminds Gambit, I think, is out. It's the newest official Icons module. I did all the art, of course, for that one. You may have noticed a little bit of a push in the boundaries of the Icons art style, but it looks like people are liking the stuff. And there was I did want to say something on the podcast in case the fella who reviewed Hero Pack 1, and I'll find out who it was. No, I have to make this clear because somebody did mention that on my photo bucket page there was an example page for a hero with a background, a bio at the bottom. The reason why Hero Pack 1 doesn't have bios at the bottom, number one is to keep in line with Steve Kenson's modular universe idea, so there's no one set setting for the Icons universe, so you can take these characters and use them however you like. Number two was a lot of the bios were used. They were used in something called Wave 1, which was the second half of the Hero Pack book. You'll notice that the backgrounds change about halfway through the Hero Pack book, and people were asking, well, how do I know who's a villain, who's a hero? The heroes are outlined in white, and the villains are outlined in red. The first book didn't have too many villains, and it was mostly people wanted to put their heroes in there, which is why I came up with the name Hero Pack. If you were asking why that happened, that's why. Also, relying on a lot of fans to throw in all of their stuff, some fans put a lot of thought and a lot of heart into their bios, and I love that. Some fans didn't have an idea, so I didn't want to run a book with a bunch of blank pages. It would just waste space for you guys, and it would just bulk up the page count beyond what was already a pretty hefty page count. So that is the explanation. I still thank you very much for a fair review of the product. It's just, I'm sure that required some explanation.
Hey, you feel better, Dan?
Yeah, sure. I feel great. It's still number one, which was nice. But I was just concerned that, I was just concerned that that he was disappointed that there weren't backgrounds, which brings me to Hero Pack 2. Hero Pack 2 is going to be sort of an expanded version of the first Hero Pack in terms of how the layout works and how the slots are sold and what is going to be expected of the people who buy slots in it. I'm about halfway through selling all of the slots. People have really caught on to the idea of how it works. They really want to get involved. What's going to happen is you buy a slot for $10 in the Hero Pack. You get to design a hero or a villain. I would suggest using the Icons character folio because ICF files are so easy to translate into the PDF that it makes it my part of the job a lot easier. I'm giving everyone a solid 200-word limit for their bios. I would appreciate at least a paragraph of bio, and I've already got a bunch of characters in and a bunch of bios in that are looking awesome. I created a thread at RPGNet with preview stuff. This week is going to be previews for Hero Pack 2. I'm also going to drop some preview art for a couple of really neat things that are coming out from Mike. It's such a classic design that I can't wait for people to see the covers of these. When they see them, they'll buy them like candy, I think, Mike. I'm, of course, talking about the thing that I'm laying out right now, the second thing that I'm laying out right now for you. I don't know how much you want to say about that.
Well, Dan, you're laying out a couple different things for me right now, so I'll be just as mystified and
oh, I'm talking about the cover with the cover that has explosion on the front.
Oh, that's gonna rock!
Yeah.
Let's hold off on that for a little bit. We can get a few of those. Fine. We're gonna do a series of weekly releases, but
they're gonna be super short. Hero Pack 2, guys, get involved. The best part is with Hero Pack 2, because it's going to be an adamant official product from Jump from day one. Essentially what will happen is your characters become part of the Icons universe. So you may see them used in future modules. You may see them used in other stuff. So I don't know. Be careful out there. Like they said on Hill Street Blues, because I'm really old. Dude, Benadryl makes this podcast a lot more fun.
Hooray, I didn't know you're on Benadryl. Well, I'm completely sober for this podcast, and you're the one who's that's usually the other way around.
Yes, indeed. Well, yeah, I just had to take some cold medicine, man. And now it's a blizzard warning, and I'm down to my last soda, and I have to go to the store to get more. And like, I'm such an addict that I'm like, well, it's just a blizzard. It's not that big a deal. Such an idiot. Like, I know I'm gonna go and get stuck trying to get friggin' soda pop. They'll be like, you went out for what? Oh, your baby needs penicillin? No, baby needs Diet Pepsi.
Gotta help me.
I'm actually staying home and not buying rum because it's like -6 degrees out there. But you're going out.
Oh, please. It was -28 the other day. Speaking of Packers, go to the Super Bowl. My brother was at that game, sitting in the end zone. He was in Chicago wearing Packers gear.
Wow, he's a brave man.
Oh, dude. He was like, yeah, we brought with us our Packers gear, and then we immediately change jackets on the way out of the stadium because he was like, yeah, they're pretty riled up. Sorry, Bears. See you next year, dear.
All right. Well, hey, is there anything else we want to cover? Anything else we want to talk about?
I actually got Field Guide to Superheroes Volume 3. I've got the preliminary manuscript on my desk, so I'll be starting to do sketches and stuff from that. I might also start a thread in RPGNet. That does a little advanced previews of the art like I did with the other two. I haven't really gone through the book yet to start setting things up, but as soon as I do, you folks will definitely know. I'll keep everyone appraised on RBGNet.
All right, cool. And on the Vigilance Press front, we've got, of course, we just had the Usher dossiers come out. We've got several projects coming out for Bash in the upcoming weeks. We have our first Mutants and Masterminds Third Ed product coming out next week. Got a couple more battle scenes for World War II I'm writing right now, and a longer book I'm doing for World War II right now that Stan is doing some art for. And we're currently pursuing the Thunder of the Barbarian license from Warner Brothers, and that'll be out. I'm lying about that part, sorry.
Dude, you know what? That guy playing Star Frontiers, his ears just perked up. He's like, what?
Ariel,
oh my god,
Rouse.
I have a new favorite game!
What was the call phrase?
What?
Remember the Herculoids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Yes.
What was the catchphrase from Hercules?
I don't remember. I remember thinking Shmoo was one of the Herculoids, but he wasn't. But he was drawn exactly the same way. And that's Alex Toth being the least creative person in the world, going, what is that? It's a something. Here, let me draw a little mustache on it. There you go. Enjoy.
Alex, he was mainly a god, so if he wants to take it easy every once in a while, that's okay.
Yeah,
I know. I want to do a, I want to do a Thunder the Barbarian Herculoids mashup.
That'd be fun. I thought they lived in the same universe, don't they?
It's both. It was both Hanna-Barbera, so I guess.
Yeah, I guess they're the Laugh Olympics. Not much to laugh about. Both of them. Desecrated lands, but sure, the Grim Olympics.
You got to make your own fun in a post-apocalyptic world. That's the lesson they taught us.
Last Star.
All right, cool. Well, hey, thanks everyone for tuning in, and until next time, shortcast this week. Until next time, stay vigilant.
Stay vigilant.